This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. Every day, people are exposed to chemicals and pollutants. Researchers at Oregon State University have developed a silicone wristband that can detect these compounds. The new accessory can help scientists understand the link between exposure to toxins and disease. I spoke with Kim Anderson, a professor in the OSU Department of Environmental and Molecular Toxicology.
We can look at an individual's exposure rather than trying to guess what your individual exposure is based on stationary monitors or really limited technologies like a battery pack with a fan on it that blows air across a filter, which is cumbersome to wear. So the idea was to make a very easy-to-use device that could actually sequester many, many compounds. So far, we've looked for 1,200 different chemicals. And the idea, of course, is that we want to know what our whole exposure is, sort of not a few chemicals at a time. We understand that we have many exposures to lots of different chemicals. Fortunately, many of those are at levels that aren't toxic, but a few are, and we would like to know what those are and who has those exposures and in what ways and what ways we might reduce them. And until we can measure them, it's really hard to understand how to have any kind of intervention.
So what are some of the chemicals that are showing up in these wristbands?
There's a whole class of compounds called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. There's lots of different sources of those, from being near an oil spill, forest fire, if you have a very smoky barbecue, or being in traffic. They also can sequester a whole range of other types of compounds, what we call volatile or semi-volatiles, and those can include PCBs, industrial chemicals, personal care products, consumer products like nicotine, pesticides. They also absorb from the skin, so we can see things like caffeine.
What are these bracelets made out of, and how did you come up with this idea to take a wristband and gather information?
Well, we've been working with passive sampling devices for almost 20 years now. So we use all types of different kinds of membranes, and the criteria for the types of membranes we use is we want them to mimic a cell, because before a chemical can be toxic to us, it has to cross a cellular membrane. It has to actually get in an organism in order to have some kind of toxic response. And that's where we're interested. We're interested in how does the chemical get from the environment into our body. And the wristband is made of a base material, a silicon polymer.
And while this is still in the research phase, what are some of the ideas around how this could be used in the wider world?
Sure. So we're working on quite a few different projects, and there's a presumption that in some cases disease is caused by our exposures. So ultimately that's our goal, is to understand how environmental exposures relate to a lot of diseases or not. And so we have a project in New York where women in their last trimester are wearing the wristbands, and we're going to have follow-ups with the children as they grow. We're also using the wristbands in Western Africa in agricultural communities, and we're looking at using the farmer field schools to understand how interventions and showing how those interventions can reduce their pesticide exposure. We have another study in Peru where we're also using the wristbands to look at various exposures. So lots of different ways to use the wristbands, trying to be able to quantify what our exposures are and understand how we might individually take responsibility for changing those.
And I can see also, though, where people who are wearing these wristbands and they find out they've been exposed to all these chemicals, they could be fearful or wanting to maybe look for ways to reduce the exposure. How do you cope with that part of it, the psychology of it?
Sure, and I think that there's certainly a group of people who are very risk-averse. I think that's part of, you know, being in a toxicology department, understanding that there's an educational component to that. Not everything is poisonous, and as they say, the dose makes the poison. So it's the amount we're exposed to. There will be an education component to that. What are the chemicals that really cause us harm, and understanding those rather than just throwing our hands up and saying, oh, it's an environmental contaminant that's causing disease XYZ, we can start to actually quantify those things and say, yes, it is, or no, it isn't.
Finally, what is the commercial application for this? Where do you go next with this?
Yes, yeah, so we're looking at opportunities to commercialize the wristbands. Right now, we have quite a few different opportunities that we're working on. We also have a website, citizen.science.oregonstate.edu. It's an opportunity for people to participate in existing studies and also to suggest their own studies.
Kim Anderson is a professor in the OSU Department of Environmental and Molecular Toxicology. The research was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Keldner.